But on the line I have Retails Operations and Development Manager with Bernardo's, Colette Miller. Hello, good afternoon, Colette.
Good afternoon, Noel. How are you?
Okay, now before we talk about the vacancies that you have, tell us a little bit of Bernardo's tough time over the past 2 years.
Yeah, tough time, but I have to say, you know, the Irish people have been really supportive. The last time, actually, we spoke, I was on talking about Bernardo's and our unwanted gift campaign, asking people to bring in any unwanted Christmas gifts they received. And we had a great response to that. So, obviously, any donations that come into our shops are used to raise funds for our work with children and families. So, you know, it's an opportunity for me to say thank you to everybody who got involved. And, yeah, it's those people that continue to support us that make challenging years like we're coming through now continue to, you know, be reasonably successful for us and enable us to continue on going. So we're very grateful.
Indeed. And the shops all open, fully functional again?
Yes, all our shops are open and all our staff are back at work. Our volunteers have come back. But we have got a number of vacancies, as you touched on there at the moment. And we have a shop, actually, which would be in your listenership locality. We have a fantastic charity shop in the Kilbarrack Shopping Centre there. And we have some vacancies on our community employment scheme. They're sales assistant roles. So I just thought that I might be able to explain to your listeners about the jobs and what's involved.
Of course. Carry on.
Great. Okay, so the Community Employment Scheme is a scheme for people that are 12 months unemployed. So you must be in receipt of a social welfare payment. And the concept of the scheme is that it's a training and work experience program to, you know, give people more skills to hopefully enable them to get back out into the workforce. So in Bernardo's, we have a very successful scheme and we have 33 people on the community employment scheme across our retail operation. And a lot of those posts are sales assistant jobs. So what those jobs involve are working in our charity shops. As I mentioned, the one in Kilbarrack actually has three vacancies at the moment. And you're working alongside our shop manager. The day-to-day work would involve, you know, sorting through the donations that come in to the shop. And of course, that makes for very interesting work because we never know what we're going to get, so therefore no day is the same and you come across all sorts of wonderful donations. So you're working with the shop manager sorting donations. If anybody has an interest in being creative, you know, there's shop windows that need to be dressed. We obviously present our shops very well, so there's merchandising and display that goes on the shop floor. And aside from that then, and gaining all of that practical experience, we can also help people with training. So we would operate QQI accredited training for people. It doesn't necessarily have to be retail training. We might come across somebody who wants to get a bit of training, maybe change their career. Mm-hmm. And obviously, of course, a lot of people maybe will be coming out of the pub or maybe have lost their jobs or maybe had time to reconsider what they want to do in life during the lockdown. We're seeing a lot of that. So we can offer some training. We might be able to work with an individual that wants to explore upskilling in a different area. So, you know, there's great opportunities there for people.
It's fabulous, I have to say, Colette, because just listening there, just to mention as well that you'd mentioned you're looking for three people for Kilbarrack, but you're looking for five at the moment for Dunleary and three out in Clondalkin as well. So if anybody has any relatives around the area, they can let them know. But when you were talking about the shop and the window setting and all that, it's so professional. So this is all done by volunteers. Everything you see in the shop.
Yeah, well, our managers are Bernardo's employees, but we absolutely have a team of volunteers and we couldn't manage without them. So again, if somebody isn't interested in the community employment scheme, we're always looking for volunteers, you know, and it's a great way to meet people. You meet people in your local community, you're dealing with customers, obviously, but you also meet the team of staff. So, you know, we have many, many friendships are, you know, really deep friendships are developed through somebody just coming on board in one of the shops as a volunteer, meeting new people, making friends, discovering new skills, you know, and things that they enjoy. I remember years ago in one of our Wexford shops, a gentleman came on the community employment scheme and his background was nothing to do with retail, but he discovered he had this absolutely amazing talent for retail display and for dressing windows. And he became one of our strongest merchandisers. You know, he had this talent, and he was able to put fantastic displays together for us. So, you know, there's those opportunities there as well for people to.
It's also training
find
ground
a little bit more.
Yeah, it's also training ground. As you know, I mentioned like how things have been tough over the past 2 years. So a lot of people have been sort of locked away and going mad to get out there and wondering what they can do to get busy and get integrated back in society and get to socialise again. And this is it covers all these things, as well as maybe exactly. giving you a new trade.
Yeah, absolutely. Very much so. Yeah, and I would say, I need to say as well that the CE scheme is 19 and a half hours work per week. You know, and we can work with individuals as best we can, you know, around what will work well for them. So we can be quite flexible in, you know, how people would come on board and work with us with their working days and their working hours and that kind of thing. So it's all on a case-by-case basis, obviously. But, you know, charity shops are a nice, warm and welcoming place to work, and certainly a great place for somebody to start working again if they have been out of work for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if people are interested now, Colette, what should they do?
Well, they can telephone 01-861-2079, or they can go to the Bernardo's website, which is www.bernardos.ie, and there'll be more information there.
861-2069. Thank you very much. Always a great pleasure talking to you, Colette. Thank you.
That's great. No, thank you. Bye
thank
now.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.